Welcome to Game of Cass. I'm Adam.
And I'm Paul.
And this is episode 32.
Well, hey.
My lucky number, 32.
What's that?
Don't know, it was when I created my email address. Someone already had it, so it said, please try a number, and I just picked 32, and I've liked 32 ever since.
So it's not a lucky number at all?
Well, it's my lucky number now. I always have 32 on everything. So there we go. Right. First off, this week's releases. We have on the Xbox 360, Destiny Warriors 5, Empires.
Empires.
I must admit, I like Destiny Warriors, but I'm not a fan. I have nothing against it, but
it's
I won't
Dynasty.
Buy it. Dynasty Warriors, sorry. Destiny Warriors, Disney Warriors, Disney Warriors, Disney Warrior 5. Sorry, I'm in a silly mood.
Now that's the PlayStation version.
Yeah, don't know much about it. I saw it in the store today.
So yeah, we don't know much about that. So moving on.
Yeah, I from the looks of things, it looks like it's the same old. It's always the same thing with those games of the same running around, large weapons, attacking lots and lots. I imagine there's probably loads of new features and the fact that it's looking off the 360 graphics. So I imagine it's probably quite nice. If you're a Dynasty Warriors fan, then I imagine this is probably an ownage to try and get your hands on. As well, DS, the new DS Lite in black and white has been released. Very nice.
Well, hey, more on that later in the show.
Yeah. Over the Hedge from the new DreamWorks film Over the Hedge, starring Bruce Willis as a raccoon.
Well, hey, we're all looking forward to that.
Film looks good, but as usual, there's loads of games.
The film looks crap, and the game is probably crap as well. On the PSP, we've got nothing. On the PS2, nothing.
Yeah. Oh, come on, read the script.
I'm reading the letters empty, man.
I can't even read that bit for the PSP. What does it say?
Astonishing
stories.
Yeah. Astonishia.
Well, that's out if you were waiting for that. Loco Roco. That sounds familiar.
Yeah, it's a locomotive which has a rocket launcher.
Sweet.
I don't know, it's some weird game that everyone says Nintendo should have invented.
One of those. Right, Tenchu Time of the Assassin. Classic series. Been on the PlayStation. Looking forward to the fact that it will be coming out on the Nintendo DS in the future, the new version, which will be a new Wi-Fi game, which is going to be quite interesting to be able to go around being a ninja multiplayer on the DS for free, might I add.
Also, World Tour Soccer 2 came out. Let's cast our mind back to the first one and how well that didn't sell.
I imagine it's probably...
They just chucked it up, is the World Cup going
on? Yeah. Oh, it's football. Football is being played on TV. I must buy everything that has a round ball with squares on. Yeah.
On the PS2, we've had that Dynasty Warriors 5 Empires as well.
Full Spectrum Warrior
10 Hammers.
I must admit, I was quite a bit of a fan of the Full Spectrum Warrior.
Oh, it wasn't. I thought it was crap.
On the Xbox. I just like the fact that it was very realistic by taking a lot of your controls away, and it was more about your tactics than going around shooting everybody. But, you know, myself, I prefer to be behind the gun in Ghost or Battlefield than that, but it was a nice game. Surprised to see a sequel, to be honest, because I didn't think it was that popular, but...
Also, Grand Theft Auto Liberty City Stories.
I'll pull straight from the PSP, as well as, I imagine some of you may know, some of you may not, that on the PSP coming soon, another Grand Theft Auto... Vice City Stories.
Wow, let's really spend some time thinking.
Hang on, let me use the crystal ball. I can imagine that on the PlayStation 2.
What crystal ball?
The one in my head. It rattles.
You've got one in your head?
Yeah, that's how I know the future. I can predict that Grand Theft Auto Vice City Stories will probably be coming out as a port on the PS2 as well at some point.
Probably. Just make a bit more money.
Yeah, exactly.
Over the Hedge also is out on the PS2.
Yep.
On the Xbox...
You missed PC out.
We'll do PC last.
Okay.
On the Xbox, we've also got Over the Hedge, which is also on the Game Boy and the GameCube as well. But on the Xbox, we've got the Full Spectrum Warrior game as well. So that's really exciting. Not.
Yeah.
On the PC, we've got the crappy Full Spectrum game again. Outrun 2006, that's crap. Over the Hedge again, crap. Red Orchestra, Ost Front 41-45, that's probably average.
Is that orchestra sort of thing, do you think?
Yeah. No, it's a World War II game.
Ah.
Wildlife Park 2, which is rubbish compared to Zoo Tycoon. And Ship Simulator 2006, which I'm currently downloading the demo to.
Which has very much, like you said, a ripped-off font of Flight Simulator.
Exactly. You know, you open the page up, you think it's a Microsoft product.
Yeah.
The styling of the font and all that. It's very Microsoft, businessy, professional sort of look.
The backgrounds of seeing the ship going through the water and stuff is very much Microsoft. I must admit, even I admitted it, I've seen pictures of this very quickly while rooting around on the PC section of Play.com looking to see what was coming out. And I saw it there, and to be honest, I actually honestly thought that it was a Microsoft simulator game that they've done for boats. I didn't question it, because as soon as I saw the font, I thought, yeah, Microsoft.
Right, moving on a bit. Corrections, more not. We won't move on a bit. Corrections for last episode. Apparently, we made a mistake in that MotoGP came out the week before.
We apologise. But if you were intending to buy it, I imagine you probably already brought that out by now.
So yeah, we said Catherine was wrong. Well, no, she wasn't wrong.
Catherine was right. We're sorry.
Right. The news...
Du-du-du-du-du-du.
Mostly from Catherine again, because that's where we get all our information from now. Saints Row demo coming to the marketplace. Whoopie-doo-lolly, not.
Mm.
More importantly, Oblivion... as a sort of multiplayer hack
coming
on the PC. No, I think it's downloadable now. Yeah, downloadable now. You can find that at some website. If you just do a search for multi-TS4.
Oh, is it? You already finished it? I was reading it.
Well, it's not finished, but it's they've got a build out there.
Oh, cool.
And that's why everyone's saying it don't work. But yeah, you can have two people in the game at the same time in Cyrodiil. But anyone else farther away will just... be like an NPC at the moment. But it's making steady progress according to the webpage anyway.
That's cool.
So that's interesting.
It would be nice if...
because I can get my dude to start killing people.
It'd be nice if this keys on the interest that people that are fans of Elder Scrolls would like a multiplayer feature that maybe...
Even if it's just running around smacking each other.
Yeah, if they actually come up with the idea of maybe... Because I said it would be nice if they give the option where you can... get a group together and get a load of your friends to come into your area and go around, and you can all level up together going around sort of thing, all beating the crap out of each other and chasing each other all over the land on horseback. I think it'd be quite cool. So it'd be nice if even the official people that make it caught on to the idea that we would like multiplayer action in Elder Scrolls.
Well, they're completely aware we would like a multiplayer game, but how do you do the multiplayer game?
Yeah.
You know... if it's story-driven, like the Elder Scrolls is, you can't really do it multiplayer because you can't have, you know, 10 million heroes.
Yeah, it would be nice to be able to just have a couple of friends, so you're kind of, you know, you could go around as a
group. Well, yeah, I mean,
group.
If you just drop all your characters into a little game, then that's a perfectly fine component.
Yeah. You know.
But the bulk of the game is story-driven. Also, Catherine... has a DS Lite, and Adam has a DS Lite. Cool. The news was so slow this week that is news.
As well as the fact that it's happened again. My Xbox has died.
That isn't news, that's a regular recurrence.
We will be having a 10-minute silence after the show, as I'm driving home and crying. So, yeah, no more Xbox. Xbox is dead. It's gone. So if you're wondering why I'm not on Xbox Live anymore, that'll be why. I'm going to spend the rest of my time playing WoW. Oh, look, there's WoW now. What else was on it? I can't see the rest of the news.
360 price drop.
Ooh.
There won't be one for the PS3 launch.
Ah, so they're not going to be dropping their price just because the PS3 is out.
No.
I can't see a reason why you would need to, considering
the PS3 is twice the cost anyway.
Yeah. You know, you can go for the price. If you save up the money for a PS3... you can go out, spend that money on a premium Xbox 360, maybe a game or two, and a Wii with a game or two, go home and be very happy and not thinking, right, I've just spent 500 quid and all I've got is something that looks like it's ripped out of an IKEA magazine. Is it downloaded?
No, the server has hammered and it stopped.
Well, never mind. Right, reviews. What am I doing the review on? Right, Nintendo DS Lite. As a previous owner of the DS, I had the original on release date, then got rid of it to buy a PlayStation 2, then asked me why I have something to do with wanting Dragon Ball Z, and got fed up with the DS because I never play it because I had a PSP, which I got fed up with that and got rid of that. But anyway, back to the review. DS Lite. It is smaller, slicker, brighter, sexier. The whole feel of it is much nicer. You can see a right change of the feel of it. It feels a lot nicer holding it in your hand closed. I must admit, it'll be a lot easier to hold the DS Lite than the other DS in its portrait position for using it like on Brain Train, stuff like that. It has a real book feel to it. One thing I was a little bit disappointed with, but I suppose you have to lose it for space, is the fact that if you put any Game Boy Advance games in, they do stick out. So you're going to have to put up with that, as well as the fact...
Yeah, but who plays GBA games on them anymore?
Yeah, I must admit, if I was going to play a GBA game, I'd use my Zelda Edition one anyway. They've changed the power supply. Now it is no longer the same power supply as...
The SP, it's the same as the Micro.
Yeah. What else has changed? Obviously, it's got an extra brightness setting. I do like the fact that they have provided a fake Advance cartridge to slide in the gap, for that large gap to be covered over to make it a lot sleeker. I never noticed if there was... Because I've never used my original DS, so quote me if I'm wrong, but... I never knew that there was a light feature for whenever you went Wi-Fi connection. But I do liking the whole different colour change on the lights system. It's a lot sleeker without the slit.
Funky changing colours, that's always a good feature to have.
Mm. I must admit, it's nice to get that whole connection with the new Nintendo Wii. Fair enough, the original DS is pretty much sat in limbo land. It doesn't look like it has any relation to anything that's Nintendo. Bar the fact that a few people on, what's that Japanese import website, the Singsang one?
Lixang.
Yeah, on that website they have some real nice pictures of some people that have done custom original DSs to look like their twin screen cousins, the little pocket games that Nintendo used to release, the one with Donkey Kong and Mario and Zelda and stuff.
Where all the scary things.
Someone's done a couple of mock-up ones of original DS's painted up to look like those, which is quite nice. But to be honest, they don't look like they belong anywhere, and I think I never liked the folding of the lid. It just felt like it wanted to open up all the time. This one is nice and flush with the lid closing around the body shell. But it looks nice in white and in black. I must admit, I had a real hard time choosing. I ended up choosing white because that's where I'm intending to get my Wii colour in. That sounds wrong. I want white Wii. I suppose it's better than black. What else? I think that's pretty much it. I must admit, I'm very impressed. The logo is nice on the front.
What would you give out of 10?
I would say as a console, I'd give it an 8.
An 8? How can you give it an 8? I'd give it at least a 9.
I'd give it an 8. I would say a 9. I would say the original one I put at a 7 at the moment. I would say as a console I put it at a 9, but I am deducting a point because of a little mistake that Nintendo made. It does not come with a wrist strap. If it doesn't come with a wrist strap, it means it doesn't have the thumb stylus. I know you can buy them separately, but the ones you get separately are cheap and tacky. Because it doesn't come with a thumb stylus, it means you have to use the pen for playing Metroid Prime Hunter, which is an absolute pain in the ass if you're trying to hold it up. It's alright if you lean it on your lap, but I do miss that, because that was one feature I really did like around the original DS, the fact that you can whip that strap round, shove it on your thumb, and you can touch the touch sensor screen without scratching it, and use it as...
Or you can just use your finger without scratching it.
I don't like doing that because I leave thumbprints everywhere.
That's why you have robotic fingers.
That, I must admit, I was a little bit disappointed with that, that it didn't come with one, although it does come with the holes for you to add the straps. So if anybody's out there that is intending to trade in your old DS to get hold of the new one, which I would recommend, don't
pinch the strap off.
No. Yeah, don't hand the strap back over. They're not going to notice. Keep it and swap it over and then put that strap back on, because the strap does look quite cool, all black with Nintendo DS written on it. As well as when I bought mine, I got hold of Metroid Prime Hunters, which I've only ever played the demo when I had the old one. I must admit, I'm quite impressed. It's not too bad going around. I was a bit worried that there wouldn't be a single player and it would just be kind of like running around a level shooting bots. There is a single player story, so it is a little bit like playing its cousins of the larger Metroid Prime on the GameCube and also like the ones on the Advance, but obviously those are more like its original release. I'm quite impressed with it. It's nice with all these extra bounty hunters. One thing I did like is the fact that you're not always playing on the demo. You played as Samus in multitude of different colors, and the graphics weren't that great. Graphics are much, much better of the characters on this version, as well as all the bad guys that you'll be hunting down playing the single player are characters that you can play as on multiplayer. Some of them are you have to unlock, so you will have to play the game to actually get more of the cooler characters. I'd had a go at playing it online, which I must admit I was quite impressed with. A little bit of a going through some options to set up your wireless router, put in all the passwords and stuff so it works like anything else, like hooking up your Xbox and stuff like that. You know, it took me about 5 minutes to set up and I was rocking online. It's nice the fact that if you've got a wireless router, you can pretty much sit anywhere in the house and just play online, no cables, no payment, no nothing. One feature I did like with the software that comes with the games, because the software for that feature are not built into the console itself, but the feature for the saving of it. So one thing that I was a little bit worried about when I found out that the software for setting up the wireless access was on the cartridge, I was thinking, right, this means I've got to put the passwords in for every single cartridge. One thing I found out, that it will save your data, so all your passwords to access your router, if that's how you're doing it, will actually be saved on the DS. So when I put in the second game that I've got, this Wi-Fi multiplayer, all my settings were saved, which was nice. So that was pretty cool. It also comes with a feature for if you, especially if you live in America and there's loads of places that you can go to that have got free Wi-Fi points, or if you go to places like McDonald's and stuff, there is a button specifically for that, so it will hunt out that free service and allow you to access it straight away without having to do it the old-fashioned way. As well as it's already got set up for the little dongle stick for the Nintendo DS Wi-Fi, so if you've only got broadband normal and you just want to stick this into your, or even if you're on business or whatever, you want to plug that into your laptop so you can access the hotel internet through your laptop, the DS software automatically will find that dongle and connect instantly, because all the settings are exactly the same for it, so it knows where it's going for, and no one else can surf the internet off that dongle anyway through anything else other than a DS, so it's all set up nice and secure and it's quick and you're there. So I was quite impressed with that, as well as I got hold of Animal Crossing, which was Wi-Fi. Fortunately, you couldn't play on multiplayer because really you do need to know who the other person is before you start meeting up with people. Obviously, it's quite a good safety feature with the fact that it is like an oversized chat room, so your kids could be talking to God knows who on Animal Crossing, so really...
They could be talking to Wester.
Yeah, exactly. So with this feature, you need to know who's on the other end. So you can get yourself a good friends list, swap over your access codes for talking to other people, and then you can go to your massive gate in your land, say where you want to go, give the access code, and you can go on a little trip to your friend's place. I have Animal Crossing on the GameCube, and that was kind of annoying that you had to like plug in two cities into each from each memory card, and you went onto the land. You could go visit your friend's town, but they weren't there while you were doing it. The advantage with this is you can go to someone else's land, their town, while they're online, you're both there, and you can go off fishing to each other, catching flies.
Catching flies?
yeah, bugs and stuff. You have a net, you can go around catching bugs and stuff. Like Caseda, I can't pronounce it right. Caseda is the Japanese bug that makes that annoying noise, which really gives it a nice sound.
Annoying noise, Kenkutaragi.
Yeah, it's the classic Japanese sound. I always love it in samurai films and stuff like that.
What? Hiya and what?
No, it's the noise of an insect. It sounds like an oversized cricket.
So it is Kenkutaragi.
Anyway.
The Kenkutaragi bug.
You're putting me off what I'm saying now. I've completely lost my track. Yeah, so the other feature that they've added is the fact that you will be able to type and have the whole speech bubble thing, so you can at least communicate with each other, which is nice. As itself, playing by myself, it is pretty cool. They've changed a few features, kept a few features the same. One thing I did like is the fact that the annoying hat that the bloke wears with the horns, fortunately it's still there, but you don't have to wear it. You can just have hair. And I found a few cool sailor hats or a hard helmet. I found a pair of glasses or virtual reality goggles or 3D goggles that you can put on to customize your character, which is quite nice. I must admit, it's a lot easier to draw your patterns onto your characters with the stylus than it was to try and draw it with using your thumb with the GameCube pad. Apart from that, it's still the same Animal Crossing, just better. Much better. As well as this one feature that you'll probably find cool is the fact you can actually go to the observatory and go stargazing.
What can you actually look at?
Nothing, because it's for kids, so it's kind of like you draw your own constellations out of the stars.
Yeah, so that's really not my sort of thing, is it?
No, but you like that sort of thing. But not that sort of thing, if you know what I mean.
If you make it not camp, and actually make it pull down real images from observatories, then maybe.
Yeah, it's not realistic or anything like that. It's not your type of game. But I thought of you when I was...
My type of game is that stupid... What is it? Viva Pinata.
Going around attacking the piñata. But yeah, that's my three reviews. Very impressed with the DS Lite, I must admit. If you've got the money, I would suggest maybe converting over from the old one to the new one if you really like it and you're willing to commit to the newer version. Paying attention to the fact that you want to keep your strap and also the fact that you will have to put up with the lack of space for Game Boy Advance. So if you really are pushing a lot of Game Boy Advance games a lot of the time, you will have to put up with the fact that it sticks out. Apart from that, it's still nice, sexy. It's going to look nice with your Wii. I can't say that, I keep it straight face. Metro Prime Hunters, if you liked the demo, you'll love the game. The game outshadows the demo by a large
outshines.
Amount. Outshines, outshadows. It kicks its ass, puts it in a bin, and goes, "You are crap, compare me." Animal Crossing, if you played the original and you liked it, this you will absolutely love. It does everything you wish it could have done before and more. So I would say that's it from my review. You got anything else you want to add?
Right, what's the time? 23 minutes. Do we add an extra segment in, or do we just save the segment for next week?
What was the segment?
The segment was going to be a review of some game.
Put it in if you want, it's up to you.
Nah, if we save the whole Pocket PC section for next week, yeah. I think.
If you've seen on Paul's blog, he has a new phone. It is very nice and very sexy. And he's running the new Windows Mobile, so gaming on mobiles is getting a little bit nicer. Not like those Java things on the normal mobile phones.
Java is evil.
There's only one type of game I like, and that's the old Snake on the Nokia, because you knew that wasn't going to screw your phone up, because it came with it. At least with something with operating systems like Windows on it, at least you've got a little bit more control.
So yeah, next week we're going to have a Pocket PC / games on Pocket PC review. Because most people do have, most geeks do have smartphones or Pocket PCs as phones now, so, you know, this is probably a good time to do it. So that's next week.
Yeah.
Also next week we will have all the releases and we will also have up to date news. That'd be cool.
Sweet. And also,
ooh, probably a review of Ship Simulator as well.
Yeah, because you download Ship Simulator, so we'll have a look at that.
Yeah, that's 89% done now.
And I'd say that's pretty much it. I have a job now, so I'll be buying video games. So, by the fact that my Xbox doesn't work and I won't be able to buy release of Chrome Hounds next week, I will.
Well, you can borrow my Xbox if you want.
You trust me with your Xbox 360?
Considering your past record, no.
No, I don't trust myself. That's why I'm not even buying another one. I'm putting it to rest and deciding that I'm going to just. I'm going to buy one next year. I'm going to put my gamer card and all my game saves on my memory card. I'm keeping the memory card. I'm getting rid of all my games and I'm getting rid of my Xbox 360. And I'm just going to wait for the Wii to come out and I'll get an Xbox 360 next year. I'm in no rush. I played it to death. I barely used it. I play more on the PC.
Warcraft. What the hell's that?
Hell's what?
I heard something. Oh, it's the chair. This chair is making noises. It sounds like someone breathing at me. Scary.
No, what? It's the booger man in the cupboard there.
No, the only thing that's ever in the cupboard. Oh, shit! Okay, there was something in the cupboard. Paul's cat. You said the cat wasn't in there. Man, that scared the crap out of me. Blooming white cat jumping at me. Oh.
Right, so that's, I told you it's a bugger, man.
Right, that's it from me.
That's it from me until next week as well.
Yep. Later.